he was in the military for how many years?
9.
9 years. Did he serve overseas at all, or was it mostly just here in the States?
Yes, it was actually in Japan where his he started to form his ideals about integrating. And in 1952, he clipped out a saying that Theodore Roosevelt had said that was printed in the paper. He clipped it out. It is not the critic who counts. The critic belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place would never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. So after he clipped that out, it was sort of a reminder to him of what was necessary to change the circumstances for him and his race. And then when he was getting ready to be promoted, he wrote in a magazine article that when he was being questioned by the military superiors about, they didn't ask him anything about his qualification to be promoted. They wanted to know how he felt about the Brown decision in 1954. And he thought that was interesting, that they were more interested in knowing what he and his family back in, at home felt about the Brown decision. And, of course, he said he thought it was the right thing to do. And he also quotes in here in this article, if America isn't for everyone, it's not America, because America was built on democratic principles.
As I've done a little research on James and kind of his career and what he did, I feel like those quotes that you've shared have really, I mean, characterized him. I feel like you mentioned, that one quote where it's not the spectator, it's not the critic, it's really the person who's in the arena that makes a difference. And I feel like that kind of exemplifies what he stood for and what he did throughout his life, all of his goals and all of his achievements. He applied to the University of Mississippi to be a student there, which at the time was an all-white school. And aside from what we've already discussed, what were some other things that kind of pushed him to apply to this school?
Well, I would think that we would have to go back to age 6. Because remember, he started school at age 3, Cook Private School, that was founded and established by his father and other black farmers in his rural area. Well, by age 6, Talley County took over the school, a private school, mind you, and renamed it Marble Rock School. And it's at this point where he, a 6-year-old, his father withdrew him from the school and sent him to a Talley County training school in Kosciuszko. So here he is, 6 years old, walking 4.5 miles to school. It takes 1 hour to get to school. It takes 1 hour to get back. And you just imagine them walking up this small southern road, and the white kids are passing by in buses. That's a long walk for a 6-year-old. So these are things that he and his generation had to experience on a daily basis. It's unfair. And then in 57, when Little Rock was integrated, for, you know, 54, Brown, then Little Rock, all of these things are reminders to, in the black experience, that change is coming. But it's coming so slow. But somebody's got to step up.